I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, we are on 104.5 FM and 9:30 AM. You can also find us live streaming at kkxx.net. You can listen to us live streaming. You can also listen to our podcast. Every week we re-up. So if you missed last week's, probably if you click on it before the end of today, you'll be able to hear last week's. But if you tomorrow, you'll be able to hear today's episode so you can listen to it again. Or if you have to turn off the radio and go do something and you're going to miss the end of the episode, you can pick it up online. Or we're also at 12:30, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. So you might be able to find us at another time. Set aside that time on your calendar because it's so important. Okay, today we have my friend Justin Margolis, and he is from Valley Oak Children's Services. I love Valley Oak Children's Services. They are a nonprofit agency here in Chico who is working really hard to help families, to help children, and to help parents because it is difficult to work or go to school and afford childcare. They help with childcare. They have a lending library. They have a list of people that you can use to find childcare. They are just amazing. And the people who work there are phenomenal. I got to have a small period of time in my career that I got to work over there and cover for somebody who was out on sick leave. And I just feel so blessed to have gotten to meet all of those folks. That I want everybody out there, whether you have kids or not, I want you guys to love Valley Oak as much as I love Valley Oak. So we have three things on our agenda today. We're going to talk, four things. We're going to talk about the Annie B's Community Drive, which is a way to help fund them, the Butte Parent Cafe, the Chico Awesome Dads Activity Group, mm-hmm. and the upcoming All Dads Matter Fatherhood Conference. So stay tuned because we're packed full of information. So let's say hello to Justin.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me again. I really enjoy coming on your show.
Oh, so. I love it when you come.
Thank you.
All right. So let's just start with what is Annie B's and how can folks help with them?
Awesome. Annie B's is an annual fundraiser. That goes to the North Valley Community Foundation. So every year what they do is open up about a two-month period of time where nonprofits throughout the community can sign up through Annie B's and get on the fundraiser list so they can get funds. It gets donated to North Valley Community Foundation. And once you reach a certain amount, then North Valley Community Foundation pitches in a certain amount of money as well. So whatever donation the community gives us, North Valley Community Foundation will also pitch in as well. So it kind of turns that money into more money for us.
It's like a percentage, right?
Right, it is. I'm not sure what the percentage is. It's usually calculated at the end of the drive, depending on how much money that they secure through other funders and groups that they have. But it really helps. It really helps a lot of organizations. If anyone wants to go on the North Valley Community Foundation website, they can find our organization. It's either Valley of Children's Services or the Butte Parent Cafe, and donate through there. We don't accept the checks ourselves. It has to be donated through the online portal.
Okay. The online portal at North Valley Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And for the official website, people can probably just Google that.
Yes. Yeah. Right? It's easy to find. It's an easily maneuverable website. They've upgraded it lately, so there is a Annie B's portal by itself.
Oh, it looks like right here, anniebs.org.
Yes.
So AnnieBS.org.
Right, that'll come up, and you'll see the Annie B's logo, and you can find an organization that you want. There's a bunch of different tabs for different types of organizations, so you don't have to look through them all. But it's easy to find, and we really appreciate all the assistance that we can get.
Wow, can you guys believe it? It's already time to go commercial break. How are we going to get all of the things in? We're going to work really hard. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson with Justin Margolis at Valley Oak Children's Services, and we will be back after these commercials. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And today we have Justin Margolis from Valley Oak Children's Services to talk to us about some upcoming events they have going on. The next event coming up is Butte Parent Cafe. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Justin?
I love talking about the Butte Parent Cafe. We are just starting them back up again. We usually do them during the school year. So when the kids are back in session, we hold the parent cafes in Chico, Orville, and Gridley. We have something special going on recently, which is the back-to-school parent cafe. So families that show up, we usually like to have them leave with a little something special for the kids, usually some school supplies and a backpack just to make it easier on them to take the stress out of that aspect of going back to school. But the parent cafe is a lot of fun. Parents get to come out. We provide free dinner, free childcare for all the families that show up. Our childcare is provided through interns through Chico State, so it's really good childcare. And we also like to make sure that the kids aren't just sitting there playing around doing nothing, that they are kind of getting something out of it as well. So we're trying to implement what's called a kids cafe. So when the children in childcare, they're able to talk about maybe things that go on in their day-to-day lives, and how to deal with certain situations, whether it be a new school, new friends, bullying, communication, resilience, things like that. So they're kind of learning to process things a little bit differently. And when things go on at their school, that they can also handle them in a productive way, so it's not ending up in bad behavior, fights, or meltdowns that kids sometimes tend to have at an earlier age.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You hear about childcare, and it's just kind of kids trying to keep the kids safe, mm-hmm. and entertained while parents are busy, not actually facilitating learning and growth for the kids.
Yeah, we really want them to really be able to kind of have their own thing, so that when the childcare aspect of our parent cafe is over, that they can go back and talk to their parents about something that they learned as well. Because kids have their own situations throughout the day, and we really want to empower them to be the best kids that they can be as well.
Oh, I love it. That's so wonderful. Okay, so how do folks find out when the next cafe is and sign up, et cetera?
If anyone wants to go to the Parent Cafe, it's open to anyone, any age. You can be a foster parent, grandparent, sister, brother, cousin, whatever it might be. We are grant-funded through First Five, Butte County, Each Mind Matters. So if anyone wants to find out, they can go on to the website, which is ButteParentCafe.org, or the best way and the easiest way and the quickest way would be Facebook. So if you go on our Facebook page, Butte Parent Cafe, we always post our events on there. You can easily send us a message saying that you want to come out and let us know how many kids you have. Usually we like to know so we can make sure we have enough childcare and food, because we do provide a free full dinner. It's never been pizzas or sandwiches, well, one time, but usually it's a nice dinner, sit-down dinner with the family.
Once you mentioned Panagettis.
Oh, yes, we do have Panagettis.
Oh, my God, they're
We've
so
had
good.
Thai food. We have Mexican food. We've done the Thai food's been from Michaela. We've had Chipotle. We've had Pluto's. We really try to have a full meal, so it's not just something really quick, because a lot of times families go to events and it's sandwiches or it's pizza or something really quick. It's not filling. We want to make sure that when the families leave there, they're not rushing to go get dinner, because now they've had a full meal and they get to relax and not worry about cleaning up, not worry about the bill, just worry about enjoying themselves and having a good time.
I love this. This is amazing. So when is the next one?
The next Parent Cafe is actually August
29th? That's a Monday. What day of the week is it?
It's Fridays.
27th.
There's this Friday right now that's coming up in a few days. And then we will go on a short break until early September. So we get back on our normal schedule. The first Friday of September would be Chico. The third Friday would be Orville. And the fourth Friday would be Gridley.
Okay.
I can check my calendar right now because I want to make sure you get the good dates in there.
So September 2nd.
Yes.
Would be the next one from when this airs.
There you go. September 2nd, September 16th, and September 23rd.
Depending on the days.
Right. It usually goes in order of Chico, Orville, then Gridley.
Oh, okay. Just down the, highway there.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that we get on a set schedule so every parent in whatever community knows that, oh, it's the first Friday, Chico. Oh, it's the third Friday, Orville. So there's no confusion.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Completely. Okay, so we also have Chico Awesome Dads Activity Group.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. What I noticed as a single parent myself is that there's tons and tons of group for mothers, which is great, but there's not really enough for dads. And, you know, dads do their thing a little bit differently. We don't sit as often in groups and just talk about stuff. We like to do stuff through activities and fun. So I started this group on meetup.com. It's called Chico Awesome Dads Activity Group. So any dad and any age child can come out. We've done bike riding. We've painted little piggy banks. We've gone on hikes. We've gone swimming. We've played at the park. They average about every 2 weeks or so. So if anyone's interested, they can go on the online and check it out. I do also post on our Facebook page. It's just a way for dads to get out with their kids and have a good time and kind of that bonding.
You know, when I read that as a mom, I thought, oh, yes, I'm going to have a couple hours to myself. Richard can take Jackson and I'll be able to just relax or clean the house and not have anybody underfoot. Exactly. So let me tell you out there, moms, send dads to go do that. Tell them it's for you to bond, really.
Well, it's really for you to have relax. A break.
Yeah.
And relax, yes. That's good.
It's for both. Kill two birds. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Chico Now, and we're here with my friend Justin Margolis from Valley Oak Children's Services. And we were just talking about the Chico Awesome Dads activity group before we went to commercial break. Justin, could you do a quick synopsis one more time and let people know how to find the group?
Awesome Dads at Chico Awesome Dads activity group, basically a group for dads with kids any age to come out. Meet other dads in the community, let the kids meet other kids within the community, have a good time, hang out. We talk about whatever comes up. It runs the gamut of just easy stuff to, you know, how to parent as a father in our current situations, whatever it might be. It could be if you're married, single, whatever it might be. If you want to find that group, you go to meetup.com. Just look for Chico Awesome Dads Activity Group. You can go ahead and join the group. It's easy to do.
Does it cost or is it free?
It is free. Everything we do is free. Yeah, I'm not trying to throw any hurdles in anyone's way to join. So it is free. If it would cost anything, it might be that we went on a bike ride and stopped and got a soda somewhere or a burger or something like that. But
there's no like weekly dues.
No weekly dues, no monthly dues, no yearly dues. No, okay. It's all free. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. We have this great park system right down the road right here, so we get to just go there and have a good time and swim for free. And
that is so awesome.
Do stuff like that. We've had a few great groups, you know, the hiking and the biking and the playing. It's been really fun.
So they go to meetup.com, mm-hmm. And then when you click, if you've never used meetup.com, it's a really great website. You just go to that, and then it'll ask you the few different questions, like what's your zip code or what area, and you'll just register and click in that, you know, you're from whatever county you're from. And then it tells you the list of all the different clubs that there are in your area. So you can click on them, read about them, join them. There's some like healthy living clubs. There's some moms groups. There's book lovers groups. There's religious organizations as well as atheist organizations. And so one of those up there is Chico Awesome Dads Activity Group.
Yes, there's a home for everything on that site.
There is. That was one thing that I did in Reading. There's, you know, one for up there, and there's a hiking group, and so I was part of that group. And that one has hundreds of people in it. So it's a good way to make friends, unless you're in a group with hundreds of people. That's a little harder then. Okay, so the other thing we wanted to talk about today was the All Dads Matter Fatherhood Conference. And this is your 12th annual North State Fatherhood Conference.
These are a lot of fun.
Okay, tell us about these.
So All Dads Matter is just what, as a parent, and what a lot of us have recognized in social services is that, you know, fathers tend to be looked upon as the second parent. And whenever you go to places, it's always like, where's the mom and things like that. So what we are really trying to do is have a day focused strictly on fathers and really getting dads out to kind of come together, meet other dads, have a place where we can have various groups and learn activities and cooking and nutrition and just a great day just to celebrate fatherhood the best way that we can. There's no this is a free event as well. It's just kind of there'll be games, there'll be activities. You get to meet other dads because as a dad, I don't know if it's society or if it's ourselves, but we always tend to just kind of do our thing by ourselves. And we have friends, but we're not really, don't have these really, really tight-knit partnerships all the time that we go to. You know, we might have activities and games and things like that.
And you might have other friends who are also dads, yeah, or also males, but the conversation is more about maybe work or mm-hmm. the cars or what's on football or whatever manly right. things you're talking about. talking about like, oh my goodness, my kids are doing this and that, and normalizing and finding out if that's like normal for their age group or what other people are doing. Like, hey, Bill, what do you do when you're when your kid is doing this? That's just not necessarily part of the male vernacular.
Right.
Whereas it is part of our female vernacular.
Right. And you know, through the Chico Awesome Dads Activity Group, through the Parent Cafe, through the All Dads Matter Fatherhood Conference, we really want to show that we are all the same, really, that we do have our needs, we do communicate, we want to be able to have a place where we can communicate, mm-hmm. and that it's okay and it's safe too, that if you have needs, you want to discuss them with other dads, that this is a place that you can do. There's always...
So, our music is on right now, so how do people register for this?
Right now, the registration is not open, but if they go to our Facebook page, or go to the Child Abuse Prevention Council Facebook page. That's who's putting it on mostly.
Butte County Child Abuse Prevention Council.
Thank you very much. Yes. You will be able to find information there. Look out for the...
See you later.